Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yukasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shar Yoshu ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basio, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Chizki Yishloime Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Ya'il Bas Bela, and Michal Sheshana, Bas Toba Hadassah. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Mezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Al-Chanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So, the topic of today's daf is going to be a continuation of the primary topic of the last previous daffin, and that is the Melach of Haitzah. Stating that, today's daff really deserves a little bit of an asterisk next to it. And that is because although the backdrop of the daff is going to be the Melach of Haitzah, but the underlying principle that's going to be discussed in the daff goes way beyond Haitzah. In fact, it's one of the most important halachos in Hilchas Shabbos, certainly on the raid slash pilpul side of Hilchas Shabbos. It's something that touches on many sugyas in Shas. It's what's known as the sugya of Shnayim Sha'asu. So if two people together do a davar asar, do we say that together they violated the isser? Or do we say that being that no one person did the entire isser, they did it b'shutfis, so it could be, the halacha is that no one is deemed to have done an isser. It's what's known as Shnayim Sha'asu, and the source, the primary source to the sugi of Shnayim Sha'asu, Masech Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel. On that note, Zok Demish Namoitze Kikar L'Rishos HaRabim, if somebody would carry a kikar, a loaf of bread, into a Rishos HaRabim, from a Rishos HaYochet to a Rishos HaRabim, Chayev, that's the 39th of the Lama Tes Malachis, it's the Malach. That's easy. What if two people would carry a loaf of bread together? So two people together did the Akira, they together did the Hanacha, they carried it from one Rishos to another Rishos. Pturim, the Halach is they would be potter. What if it was a very, very large loaf of bread? Or it was something that one person by himself is not able to carry. You need two people to carry it. And now two people together carried this thing. Then the Halach is, even though two people did it, Chayovin, the two people together are going to be Chayav. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says no, that even in that case, if two people did the Malacha, the Halach is they're both going to be potter. Either way, the Mishnah introduced the concept of Shnayim Sha'asu. There's an idea that if two people together, b'shutfis, do a melacha, it could be they're going to be potter. At the same time, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said, it could be they're going to be chayev. What does it depend on? If each one of these two people could have done the melacha by themselves, they're both going to be potter. If it was a situation where lo yochel echad lo yitziyah, it was impossible for any one of the people to do it by themselves. It was only possible for them to do it because they banded together and did it as a team. Then the halacha is shneim chayovim. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said that even in the case where it was impossible for each one to do it on his own, if they do it together, the halacha is they're going to be potter, because according to Reb Shimon, any time two people do a malacha together, the halacha is potter. So in the Mishnah, we have two shitas as it relates to the halacha of Shnayim Sha'asu. The Gemara now is going to bring a brisa, really several brises, that are going to introduce a third shita. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Va'amrila, some say, Amar Abaya. Va'amrila, some say, b'masnisa tana. So it wasn't clear what the origin of what we're about to say was. Did it come from the Amir Rav? Did it come from Abaya? Maybe it was even a Braisa. Regardless, Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol. If you have a situation where two people do a malacha together, where each person could have done the malacha by himself, Rameir Mechayev. Rameir says, you're going to be chayev. Meaning, Reb Meir does not subscribe to the idea of Shnayim Sha'asu Pturim, even if it was a situation where each person could have done it by himself. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Poitrim. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon both say, you're going to be potter. Zeinu Yochav, Zeinu Yochav. What would be if two people did a malacha together, but it was a situation where each person couldn't do the malacha by himself? There, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, Mechayven. There, Reb Yehuda now is on Reb Meir's side. And he, together with Reb Meir, says chayiv. For Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says, you're going to be potter. Zeh yochel, v'zeh ein yochel. What if two people do a malacha together with one person was able to do it by himself, but the other person was not able to do it by himself? Divrei akol chayiv. Over there, everybody agrees, chayiv. Notice it doesn't say chayovin, it says chayiv, which clearly implies that only one of the two people is chayiv. which one of the two. So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara later. But for now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, some say Abaye said it, some say that it was in a Braisa, a third Shita, as it relates to Shnayim Shasal. Again, in the Mishnah, we had the Shita of the Tanakama and the Shita of Rav Shimon. According to the Tanakama, if two people do a Malacha together, let's stick to the context of the sugya, which is a Melech Shabbos, specifically the 39th Malacha, the Malacha Vaitza. Are they Chayiv or are they Potter? It depends. If this was a Malacha that each one could have done on his own, then the Malacha is Potter. If it's a Malacha where each person cannot have done it on its own, then the Malacha is they're both going to be Chayiv. That was the sheet of the Tanakam. Rav Shimon argued. Rav Shimon said, you're always going to be potter. Anytime two people do a malacha, you're always going to be potter. The Gemara introduced a third sheet. The third sheet is Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Mechayev, Rav Meir said that even where Zei Yachal v'Zei Yachal, two people did a malacha where each person could have done it by himself. Where in the Mishnah, everybody said potter. Rav Meir says you're going to be chayev. Another thing we saw in the Braisa is we put a name to the face. We put a name to the Tanakam of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there was a Tanakam that said sometimes Shnayim Shasu is potter, sometimes Shnayim Shasu is chayev. It depends. Could each one have done it by himself or could each one have not done it by himself? We don't know. It was the anonymous Tana in our Mishnah. In the Braisa, it was clearly Rav Yehuda Shita. So just to summarize, because this is an important backdrop to the entire daf, three Shitas as it relates to Shnayim Shasu. Also, we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is sometimes Shnayim Shasu is Chayiv, sometimes Potter. What does it depend on? Could each person have done it by himself or not? If each one could do it by himself, then when you do it together, Potter. If it's a situation where each person cannot have done it by himself, they needed each other, then the halach is, you're going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon holds Shnayim Shasu is always Potter, doesn't matter who, what, when, where. Rabbi Meir is the opposite extreme. He holds Shnayim Shasu is always going to be Chayiv. So, the Gemara Tainami Hachi, we have another Braisa that says the same exact thing. If somebody carries a loaf of bread into Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv, it's you, Shnayim. What if two people would carry a loaf of bread? Rameir Mechayiv? Rameir says it's going to be Chayiv. Because even though two people did it, and each one could have carried the loaf of bread by themselves, Rameir doesn't care. Rameir says, Shnayim Shasu is always Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda's the name to the face. He's the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Said it depends. Imla yochel echel lo yitziyoy, lo yitziyoy shnayim chayovim. Imla patur. Rabbi Yehuda Shita said it depends. Rabbi Shimon Paiter. And Rabbi Shimon Shita, like it was in the Mishnah, he holds shnayim shasu, is always going to be potter. You know, Animili, what's the makar? Meaning, what's the source to this halacha of shnayim shasu? Zok the Gemara, the Tan Rabbanu Tzuntai from Hebraiso. Bas Isa. It says in the parasha of the Korbin Chatos. And the source to the halacha of Shnayim Sha'asu is going to be important in the raid portion of the daf. So the source is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Dalid, pasuk Chav Zayin. The pasuk's talking about a carbon chatas. When do you bring a carbon chatas? If you do an avera b'shoigeg, not any avera that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karis. If you do b'shoigeg, you bring a carbon chatas. And the pasuk, when it talks about the chatas, says, v'im nefesh achas techeta b'shkaga, me'am ha'aretz, ba'asoysa, with a mapike, achas mi mitzvah yis Hashem, ashaloyse asena v'ashe. And the Gemara says, ba'asoysa, we learn from there, ha'oysa is kula, v'loya oysa miktasa. Somebody's chayiv if he does an entire malacha, be'in achayiv if you only do part of a malacha. Keitzad, shnayim shayo ichsim, b'malgez, of two people were holding a pitchfork, v'loygazin, and they did a malacha with the pitchfork. Rashi says, Ma'asfin Hashibolim. They were gathering all the kernels that were underground. Bikarkar, if somebody was holding the karkar, that's one of the tools that the weaver used, Vishoiftim, and he was banging with it, doing the malach of Mesach, says Rashi. Bikumas, two people were holding a pen, Bikaisim, they were writing with it. Bikana, two people were holding a reed, Vahitzil, Vishasarabim, and they did the malach of Aitzah. Yoch, you chayav, I would have thought you should be chayav, Tamalim, the pasuk says, Basoisa. And we learn from there, Aisa is kula, Valoya, Aisa Miktasa. And being that two people did the malach together, so it's considered that each one only did half the malacha. If each one only did half the malacha, the halacha is they're both going to be potter. What would be, continues the Braisa, be eagle shall develo. What if two people were holding a large cake, meaning something heavy? For itziyulusha sarabim, then they carried into Ursha sarabim. Or bekaira, they were holding a beam, something that's really heavy. For itziyulusha sarabim, and they carried into Ursha sarabim, so they're going to be potter a chayef. So we know the sheet is already. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was so heavy that one person could have done it by himself, for itziyulushnaim, and both of them did it, chayef, they're going to be chayef. Vimlav, if it wasn't so heavy that neither of them could have done it by themselves, to whom they're going to be put. Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says, Afa pisha lo yochel echel lo hitziyoy, vo hitziyu shnayin peturim. That even if no one of these people could have done it by himself, it doesn't matter. Still they're going to be potter. Vakach nemar, because Rav Shimon holds, it says, ba soysa yochel shasa chayiv, shnayim shasu peturim, that if one person does a malachi, you're going to be chayiv. If two people do a malachi, you're going to be potter. So just a few observations about this braisa before we continue. Number one, the braisa mentioned two shittas, not three shittas. The braisa mentioned the shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. it didn't mention the Shita of Rav Meir, which means the Braisa is in line with the Mishnah, which mentioned the Shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, as opposed to the other Braisas that the Gemara brought that mentioned the third Shita of Rav Meir. There's no Machlokes, but just to make the observation, number one. Number two, the Braisa is now giving us a source, a little bit of an inkling as to why, if two people do a malacha together, it should be any different than if one person does a malacha by himself. And the short answer is, it's learned out from the Pasuk, Ba'asoysa. And we learn from there that if you do an entire malacha, you're chayev, but if you do part of a malacha, you're going to be potter. Now notice, the makar is not in Hilchah Shabbos per se, but rather the makar is in the parsha of the Karban Chatas. The Karban Chatas relates to all Chayvei Krisos. So it's something that is Negeya many, 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 many halachas. But either way, that is the makar. Now the truth is that if the makar is Ba'asoysa, meaning this all comes down to a pasuk, then why do we have three shitas? We have three shitas, Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rav Meir, we have Rav Shimon. If it comes down to a pasuk, then it should really be more straightforward. How did you darshan this pasuk? Says the Gemara of Michael. So what then is the machloek is the haikra? It's how to understand the pasuk. The pasuk that is the makar tishnayim sha'asu potter. So again, the pasuk said as follows: Ve'im nefesh achas techeta b'shgaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa. Achas mitzvah Hashem, Ashaloisa, Asena, Va'ashem. And we learn from there. From Nefesh, Achas, Techet, Abishkog, Miyamarot, Vasaisa, Rav Shimon, Tzav, Rav Shimon holds, plus a miyuti, ksivi, that there's three miyutim in this pasuk. Nefesh, Techet, Achas, Techet, Vasaisa, Techet. There's three words in this pasuk that are exclusionary, that seem to be coming to be memaid something. And he learned like this. Chad, one of the miyutim is the muti, Zah, if two people would do the malacha of Haitza together, one would do the Akira, the other one would do the Hanacha. So each person did an incomplete malacha, because the malacha of Haitza is Akira and Hanacha. Akira and Hanacha is Haitza, like writing is Tekosef. That is the malacha. So if one person does the Akira, the other person does the Hanacha, they're both going to be potter. One is coming to be memayit. If two people would do a malacha together, where each person could have done it by himself, that lacha is both going to be potter. And the other one's coming to be memayit. We're two people did the malacha, but each one could not have done it by himself. And even then, you're going to be potter. Who said this? Rav Shimon said this. Rav Shimon is the shita that holds shnayim shasu's potter, even where each person couldn't do the malacha by himself. How does he know that? He learns it from drashos. It's from that pasuk that says, ba'asoysa, you have to do the whole malacha, and there's three miyutim, one ze'oikav ze'miniach, and the other two are for shnayim shasu. One shnayim shasu, where each person could have done it by himself, and the other one for shnayim shasu, which each person could not have done it by himself. Rav Yehuda, whatever, Rav Yehuda, he holds chadamut ze'oikav ze'miniach. He holds one is coming to be ma'id, ze'oikav ze'miniach. Like Rav Shimon, and the other one's coming to be ma'id shnayim shasu, where each person could have done it by himself, like Rav Shimon. The third one that Rav Shimon used to be ma'id shnayim sha'asu, where it's ze'ena yachol ve'ze'ena yachol, that's where Rabbi Yehuda goes off. He says, no, I think the third one's coming to teach me a different halacha related to a karban chatas, and that is a yachid sha'asa b'hiraz bezdin doesn't bring a karban chatas. What would be if somebody did a avera b'shoigig? An avera that had he done it mezid, it would have been chayiv karas. But the nature of the shgaga was that he asked the shayla, bezdin paskin, he followed the psak of bezdin, and then he found out later that hoiru bezdin. And Bezdin made a mistake. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't bring a carbon chatas. That's not an example of a shoygig that brings a carbon chatas. How do you know that? He's a shoygig. Why shouldn't you bring a carbon chatas? Incidentally, this is Hoirius 101. But you don't bring a carbon chatas. It's learned that from a pasuk. So whereas Rabbi Shimon used the third meat in the pasuk to teach me shnayim sha'asus potter, even where ze'ena yachav ze'ena yachav, where each person couldn't do the malacha by himself, it's over there. That Rabbi Yehuda argues, he said the third meat is coming to teach me something else. That's why he holds shnayim sha'asus potter, where ze'yachav ze'ena. But you don't say shnayim shasu's potter where it's ze'ena yachol ve'ze'ena yachol. For Rav Shimon says the Gemara, why did Rav Shimon use the third miyut for where Rabbi Yehuda used it? Why did he use it to teach me shnayim shasu is potter even where it's ze'ena yachol ve'ze'ena yachol? So the Gemara says Rav Shimon l'tamei. This is Rav Shimon l'shitasai. We hold yachol shasu b'iroz bezin chayiv. Rav Shimon holds a masechtas hayris that if a yachid doesn't have veir b'shoyik, that had he done it mezid, it would have been chayiv karas. And the nature of the shayla was that he asked the shayla and he followed a psak bezin, and it turned out that he made a mistake. According to Rav Shimon, you're going to be chayiv in that case. So obviously he doesn't have that miyut. So if he doesn't have that miyut, that's why Rav Shimon uses a miyut to teach me that shnayim shasu is going to be potter even with zayachah v'zayachah. For Rav Meir, Rav Meir is the third shita. Rav Meir never holds of shnayim shasu. That means Rav Meir is not going to agree with anything that Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda said as it relates to being Mema'it Shnayim Sha'asu from this pasuk. So how does Rav Meir work through this pasuk? Because Rav Meir held as follows. Miksiv nefesh techeta, achas techeta, ba'asoysa techeta. The Tanaim, Rav Meir said, I'm making three miyutim from this pasuk. I don't see three miyutim. What I see is tre miyutik sivi. I see two miyutim. Because Rav Meir holds nefesh achas techet as one. And the reason is because the Torah often talks that way. Nefesh achas. It's just the sprach of the Torah. So Rav Meir held that there aren't two miyutim in that pasuk. There's only one miyut. The bottom line is, if you knock out one of the three, you're left with two. So Rav Meir had three miyut, two miyutim. So Rav Meir said, tre miyutik sivi, chalam uti sa'ogiv zamanich. One's coming to be mayit. If one person did dakir, the other person did danach. The chalam uti yachid shasa by Raz Bezin. And the other one is coming to be mayit. If a yachid does it by Raz Bezin, like Rabbi Yehuda said, you're going to be potted. The bottom line is, the three shitas in Shnayim Sha'asu really boil down to how to understand this pasuk, how to darshan the pasuk. The pasuk that says that you bring a karban chatas when you do an entire malacha, there seems to be miyutim in this pasuk. There are people that are being nesma'it from the karban chatas, three miyutim, two miyutim. Bottom line is, depending on how you formulate the miyutim, that's going to determine Shittas Rav Meir, Shittas Rav Shimon, and Shittas Rav Yehuda. And again, what are the three Shittas? According to Rav Yehuda, Shnayim Sha'asu, Pater Achayev, it depends. If it was a situation where it was Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, each person could have done the Malacha by himself, Shnayim Sha'asu is going to be Pater. If it was a situation where it was Zeh Eina Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol, each person was an Eina Yachol, he couldn't do the Malacha by himself, then if they do it together, they're going to be Chayev. Rav Shimon Shittah is Shnayim Sha'asu is always Pater. He doesn't care if it was Yachol or Eina Yachol. Two people do a malacha together, potter. Again, learned that from a pasuk. But two people are always going to be potter. And Rav Meir doesn't even know anything about a shnayim sha'asu. In Rav Meir's world, there's no such halacha. It doesn't matter if one person does the malacha. It doesn't matter if two people do the halacha. According to Rav Meir, you do a malacha on Shabbos. The halacha is, you're going to be chayef. So before we go weiter, the Gemara is going to continue along this theme of Shnayim Sha'asu. The Gemara is going to pose a question, and really the question that the Gemara is going to pose is going to touch upon the lumdus, really the basic havana of understanding this concept of why Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater, specifically, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Shnayim Sha'asu is Chayiv if each person can't do the Malacha by himself. Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater if each person could have done the malacha by himself. So if two people do a malacha together, two people carry a loaf of bread outside, from a Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, each person clearly could have done the malacha by himself. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's talk Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to be potter. If each person couldn't have done it by himself, they'd both be chay. But if each person can do it by himself, then the halacha is, they're going to be potter. Yesh lachker. What's the reason that they're both potter? Is the reason they're both potter because being that each person could have done the malacha by himself, so if Reuven and Shimon both do it, Reuven could always say that, listen, I understand that I was holding it together with Shimon, but Shimon was really doing the malacha. And Shimon could always say, I understand I was holding it together with Reuven, but Reuven was really doing the malacha. Reuven didn't need Shimon, Shimon didn't need Reuven. So there's two ways to look at it. You can look at the glass half full, you can look at it half empty. You could say, we each did it. Or you could say, no, none of us did it. Because without me, it would have happened anyways. Without me, it would have happened anyways. So, Shnayim Sha'asu, Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol Pater states that being that each person wasn't needed for the Malacha, so we look at it as if neither of them did the Malacha, and it's for that reason they're going to be Pater. Now you have to add one wrinkle, and that's really the segue of the daf, and the primary point that the Gemara is going to focus on for the rest of the daf, and that is that even though it's true, you can argue that Reuven could tell Shimon, you didn't need me, and Shimon could tell Reuven, you didn't need me, but at the end of the day, Reuven, I mean, be honest, you helped me carry it, right? Shimon, you helped me carry it. So at the end of the day, even though I didn't need you, but you were Messiah, you helped me. So the halacha then of Shnayim Sha'asu, where it's Zeh Yachol Pturim, is really going to say two things then. It's saying, number one, that we're each part there because being that each one wasn't needed, so our acts are not considered significant. As a result, you can't be Mechayiv me. But you see more than that. You see that Misayeya in by Mamish, Loshana Gemara. Because even though you didn't need me, I certainly helped you. I assisted you. You didn't need my assistance, Moichel Toivis? I hear. I'll know for the future. But right now, I helped you. So if right now I helped you do a malacha on Shabbos. So that in and of itself, maybe should be enough for you to be chai. So Shnayim Sha'asu clearly seems to be saying that Misayeya is anybody mamish. Oye Shloime, the Gemara says, maybe we're getting too excited here. Maybe this is not as lumdish as we thought it is. Maybe this is very, very straightforward. Because there's a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, for example, that the only time a person violates Chil Shabbos is if he does a malacha in the normal and ordinary way. But any time you do a malacha with a shinui, if you do a malacha kila achar yad, what's the halacha? You're always going to be potter. So maybe the reason Shnayim Sha'asu is potter is because it's kila achar yad. And if that's the case, it makes a lot of sense why if it's Zeh Eino Yachol, Zeh Eino Yachol, they're going to be Chayiv. But if it's Zeh Yachol, Zeh Yachol, they'll be Potter. If Two people carry a large beam outside in a Rishus HaRabim. So it's not Kalach HaYad for them to carry it together. It's the only way to do it. A person can't carry it by himself. So as a result, they did the Malachim the ordinary way. It makes perfect sense why they're Chayiv. If, however, two people are walking together carrying a loaf of bread, I mean, it looks silly. That's not the normal way to do it. So if it's not the normal way to do it, that in and of itself is a reason to be Patur on Shabbos. So again, why is it that Shnayim Sha'asu, where Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Yachal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Patur? Is it because we say that Misayeya ain't by Mamish? The two, each person can tie in, you didn't need me. And even though I helped you, but helping in halacha has no significance. Haitzah is a problem. Helping someone do haitzah, that's ein b'mamash, that's nothing. Or maybe it's more related to the fact that if you're mechal Shabbos kalacha, yeah, it's not considered chal Shabbos. So being that if it's you two people carry something that one person could have carried, so seemingly it was carried kalachayad. So it's for that reason the halacha is that each one is going to be potter. So we'll see in the Gemara that there's a very important nafkamina as it relates to these two tzadim. Says the Gemara, hi minayu michayev. So the Gemara is going back on something that I mentioned in one of the braises in the beginning of the Gemara, in one line, and we said we'll go back to it. This is where the Gemara is going back to it. Meaning we've been talking about Shnayim Sha'asu, where each person can carry it by himself. Or Shnayim Sha'asu, where neither of them can carry it by themselves. What happens if you have a Shnayim Sha'asu, where one of them can carry it by himself, and the other person cannot carry it by himself? What's the halach over there? Zeh yachol v'zeh ina yachol. So the Braisa said, Chayev. Problem is, Chayev is a Lashon Yachid. So if Chayev is a Lashon Yachid, which one of these two people is going to be Chayev? Says the Gemara, Hay minayu mechayev. Which one is going to be Chayev? So let's explain now, with the Havana that we spoke out, the two tzadim in the Gemara Shaila. If the reason Shnayim Sha'asu, Shneim Pturim, where it's Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, is because I did it with a Shinui, it's because I did it Kalachayad, so which one should be Chayev? The Eina Yachol should be Chayev. The Yachol is the one that should be Potter. Because the Eina Yachol, when he carried it, the fact that somebody was helping him was the right way for him to do it. It was too heavy for him to carry it by himself. The one that was a Yachol didn't need the Eina Yachol. So for the Yachol, it's Kalach Ayad. It's being done in not in an ordinary way. So he should be the one that's Potter. But if the reason that Shnayim Sha'asu where Zeh Yachol Zeh Yachol, that Lachas are both Potter is, because we say that Misayeya in Boy Mamish. So who's the Misayeya over here? The Eina Yachol is the Misayeya. The one that's Yachol is not Misayeya. He's the one that's probably the primary contributor. It's the Eina Yachol that's Misayeya. So then the Yachol should be the one that's Chayiv, and the Eina Yachol should be Potter. So really, the Shaila of Hay Minayu Chayiv really comes down to a good understanding of what exactly the halacha of Shnayim Sha'asu Shnayim Chayavin is. The bottom line, what's the halacha? Which one of the two people are Chayiv? When one is Yachol, one is Eina Yachol, we know one is Chayiv. Which one? Rav Chizda says Zeshe Yachol. The one that was Yachol, he's the one that's Chayiv. He's Zeshe Eina Yachol. My covered leg. Rav Chizda felt very strongly one side of this chakira, and that is it's the one that's yachol that's chayev, because the reason Shnayim Sha'asu where it's Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, the halacha is they're both potter, is because Misayeya in by Mamish, the Yachol is not the Misayeya, the Eina Yachol is the Misayeya. So it's for that reason, the halacha is that the Yachol is going to be Chayev, the Eina Yachol is going to be potter. In other words, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that the reason Shnayim Sha'asu where Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol Pturim is not because it's not the Derech. But rather, the reason is because Misayeya in by Mamish, says the Gemara, Omar le Rav Chizda. So Rav Nuna told Rav Chizda, I don't understand what you're saying, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, you're saying that for sure the Yachol is Chayiv because the Eina Yachol is not doing anything? What do you mean? The come Misayeya by day. Isn't he helping him? Omar le, it's like we spoke out, Misayeya in by Mamish, helping is not considered anything. Omar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. Afan Anamitinus, Rav Zvid said, in the name of Rava, I have a raya to this idea that Misayeya is in by Mamish. And the raya was from a Mishnah in Masech de Zovin. So just to review, a Zov has a unique place in the world of Tumah V'Taira, and that is he's Metame Tumas Medras. What does Medras mean? If he sits on something, or if he lies on something, he applies his weight on something, that's the derech to apply your weight on. So the halach is the thing that he sat on or lied on becomes Tumah. What would be if somebody was sitting on a bed? A Zov was sitting on a bed. V'arba taliyos tachas ragle yamita. And there were four shmatas underneath the four legs of the bed. So the halach is Tumah. All four shmatas are going to be chayiv. The reason is b'nei she'eni yichol lamed al shalosh. Because we assume that this bed couldn't stand on three legs. And if it couldn't stand on three legs, it comes that all four legs of the bed are supporting the weight of the Zav. If all four are supporting the weight of the Zav, so the halacha is anything that's underneath any one of these legs is going to be chayv. In other words, the Gemara is clearing an interesting question. It's really a Mishnah Masech the Zav. And this was the topic that the Tanam were discussing. If somebody is a Zav, and he's sitting on a bed. He's lying on a bed. And there are things underneath the bed. So the bed itself is for sure going to be tameh. The question is, if there are things underneath the bed, are those things going to be tameh? Are they not going to be tameh? Technically, the Zav is lying on the bed, which means he's lying on everything that's beneath the bed. But there is a mokoim, perhaps, to say that maybe, although the Zav is lying on the bed as a unit, but maybe we don't look at each part of the bed as supporting the weight of the Zav. Maybe only part of the bed is actually supporting the weight of the Zav. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. So the Gemara said, if you would say that maybe only the three of the legs would be supporting the weight of the Zav, because maybe you don't really need the fourth leg, so then you'd say that the fourth leg that you don't need, whatever's underneath it, wouldn't be Tomei Tumas Medris, because it's technically not supporting the weight of the Zav. But the Mishnah says it doesn't matter, because the truth is that this bed couldn't stand on three legs. So being that it couldn't stand on three legs, so the halacha is that anything that's underneath either one of these legs is going to be tameh. Rav Shimon Batai. Rav Shimon, however, said that no, that's not the case. Rav Shimon said that everything underneath is going to be tahar. Rav Shimon holds that the halacha is that even though you would need all of the legs, it doesn't matter, anything that's underneath the legs is going to be tameh. If somebody was running on top of a behemoth, without the legs, and there were four shmat is underneath the four legs of the behemoth, then the behemoth stopped. This is important. Anything that's underneath it is going to be tameh. The reason is because an animal, a bed can't stand on three legs, but a behemoth could stand on three legs. And being that the behemoth could stand on three legs, so the halach is anything that's underneath any one of the legs of the behemoth is going to be tameh. Now, what's the svara? Why should anything underneath the legs of the behemoth be tahar? So the Gemara is going to suggest that this shaila here in Masechta Zavin is really totally in the sugya of Shnayim Sha'aso. It's really totally in the sugya of Shnayim Sha'aso. The reason the four taliyos that are underneath the four ragle amita are all going to be tameh, mipnei she'eni yechol lamid al shalosh, is because even though the four legs of the bed are technically together supporting the weight of the Zav. So if you want to look at it from a Shnayim Sha'asu perspective, this is not just Shnayim Sha'asu, this is Arba Sha'asu. All the legs are doing it together, but it's also Ze'ena Yachal V'Ze'ena Yachal, because each leg couldn't support the Zav by himself. So Shnayim Sha'asu, where Ze'ena Yachal V'Ze'ena Yachal, the halacha is, it's as if one person did it. And that's why everything is going to be tameh. The reason Rav Shimon says Tar in that Mishnah is Rav Shimon L'Shitasa, because Rav Shimon holds Shnayim Sha'asu's Pater, even where it's Ze'ena Yachol, V'Ze'ena Yachol. The reason if somebody's riding on a behemoth, there's four taliyos, so we say that being that one of these legs is not necessary, because technically the behemoth could have lifted its leg, and as a result, still stood on the three legs. So there we say that we look at each leg as if it's a Ze'yachol, V'Ze'yachol. And being that it's a Ze'yachol, V'Ze'yachol, so over there, the halach is that we don't say Shnayim Sha'asu, so you're going to be potter, and that's why everything that's underneath the legs of the animal are going to be potter. In other words, the tan of this Mishnah, Masechta Zavin, this is not an easy Gemara, but the tan of this Mishnah, Masechta Zavin, is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shnayim Sha'asu sometimes potter, sometimes chayev. It depends on Zei Yachav, Zei Yachav, Zeina Yachav, Zeina Yachav. And the Gemara is drawing a very abstract analogy to the halachas of Zavim, that the legs of the bed that are supporting the Zav, if you need all the legs, then it's a Ze'ena Yachov, Ze'ena Yachov. So then everything is working in unison. It's a Shnayim Sha'asu that's acting as one. Anything underneath the bed, doesn't matter which leg it is all going to be tameh. But if one of the legs wasn't necessary, so now you don't know which one is not necessary. We look at each one as a Yachov, so then it's Ze'ena Yachov, Ze'ena Yachov. And in that case, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. But the bottom line is that you see from here that the Gemara is applying the concept of Shnayim Sha'asu to the halachas of Zav. So let's think about this. If the reason Shnayim Sha'asu is potter is because it's Kalach Hayad, because it's not the Derech, what does that have to do with Zavim? Zavim, the bed, the weight, cares about if it's done with a Shinui or not a Shinui, what does that do with anything? The legs of the bed supporting it together where it's Zei Yachov, where the animal is standing on three legs, and so now it becomes a Kalach Hayad. If it's a Svar of Kalach Hayad and Shinui, then what's the Tzur Shtal to Zavim? But if it's a Vard of Misayeya and by Mamish, so then you could say, being that I only need three legs, I don't need the fourth, one is a Misayeya. Any one of them might be the Misayeya, a leap of faith. So we look at all of them as a Misayeya, and that's why you're going to be potter. So the bottom line is, this is what the Gemara says. So you see from here that from the fact that we're shtelling to the lamdas of Shnayim Sha'asu, from Shabbos to Zavim, that's a raya that has nothing to do with Kalach Hayad, but rather has more to do with Misayeya Ein Bei Mamish. What does it have to do? What's the Nafgamina? Nafgamina is where there's a Zei Yochel and a Zei Ene Yochel. One of them is Chayiv. Which is the one that's Chayiv? It depended. Is the reason Shnayim Sha'asu Potter because Kalach Hayad? Then the Ene Yochel should be Chayiv. Is the reason Shnayim she'asu pater because mesayeim by mamish, then who should be chayev? The yachol. So we're proving from here that it's related to mesayeim by mamish. So it's the zei yachol, not the zei ne yachol, that's going to be chayev. But the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda ben Diskayt, Rav Yehuda ben Diskayt, said, loy lemeim lochem mesayeh yesh by mamish. Maybe I'll tell you the real mesayeh is yesh by mamish. If that's the case, what's pshat in that mishnah? Maybe pshat in the mishnah is something else. Vashani yachol, the akra lo legamri. Maybe the reason over there is because it's talking about where the animal literally wasn't standing on one of the feet. Meaning we're assuming that an animal can stand on 3 feet, but if it, usually it won't. I mean that usually it won't, even the fourth leg will be a misayaya. So if you don't care about that leg, we look at it as a shnayim shasu, so you see misayaya by mamish. But the Gemara says maybe the mitzius of the Mishnah Zavah was where the animal was physically standing on 3 legs. So it wasn't even a misayaya. That's why the halach is that whatever's underneath that leg, or really any one of the legs, is going to be pater. It's because over there, it wasn't even misayeya. But the Gemara says, given this, in akraha, so if you want to tell me that the reason over there, there's no tumma underneath the fourth leg, is because it's talking about where one of the legs were literally lifted off the ground, so it wasn't even misayeya. The problem is, sometimes it's going to stand on these 3 legs, sometimes it's going to stand on those 3 legs, right? Which legs it's going to stand on is going to vary, which means essentially you have a suffix over here on what the Zav was lying. So if that's the case, it should be a miloi tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Zav shayim utalahi safsal, if the Zav was lying on 5 benches, ayal he pundai, so 5 money belts, larkin, if he was lying along the length of them, tamei, they're all going to be tamei. The rachman, if he was lying along the width, tayrim, they're going to be patar. The assumption is if he was lying along the length, he lied on all of them. Along the width, lav dafka. Most of his body wasn't on any one of them. Yashin, let's say the person fell asleep. Then the halacha is safik misapach aleim, being that when a person sleeps, he moves around. So misafik, they're all going to be tamei. So the bottom line is that if you're telling me that the only reason that taliyah is a tahar is because one of his legs were up, you don't know which one was up. And I'm sure sometimes this one, sometimes that one. So why are they all tahar? They should all be tamei. El Allah must be as that really we assume all 4 legs were on the ground, but being that one of them wasn't needed, so that one is a misayeya. And if that's the case, mishum da misayeya by mamish, you have a raya that misayeya is aim by mamish. Amar papi mishmei de rav afan anamitin. I have another raya to this idea that misayeya is aim by mamish, and that's the reason why shnayim shasu vezei yachav vezei yachav is going to be patur. Beis says hasus metame al yadav. Sus, a horse. If a zav is sitting on a horse, so the halach is whatever's in front of the 4 legs, the hands, quote unquote, of the horse is going to be tamei. Hachamara raglav, the chamar, whatever's behind, whatever is underneath its hind legs is going to be tummy. The reason is Shemeshenes Asus Al Yadav, because the sus supports its primary weight on its hands. The chamar al-radav, and the chamar supports its primary weight on its legs. Faith Yor Vamai, why is that the case? Don't we say that all 4 legs are a sus primary weight is on the front? The chamar's primary weight is on the back. But at the end of the day, all 4 legs are providing weight. So if that's the case, it should be a misayeya. So you see clearly, oh, misayeya by mamish, assuming the tsushtel between shnayim shasu and zav. So this is a good example. So Amar Rav Ashi, Avinan Amitin, have another writer. Blazer, Blazer says, Rachel, Achaz Alakli, Vragas, Achaz Alaritzba. Kohen was doing the avoida. When a Kohen does the avoida, he had to be standing on the ground. He couldn't be standing on a keli. He couldn't be standing on anything that was on the ground. What happens if 1 foot was on a keli and the other foot was on the ground? Or Rachel, Achaz Alavim, Rachel, Alaritzba. One was on a stone, one was on the ground. See, 1 foot he got right. The foot he didn't get right. So what's the halacha? And he did the avoida. Okay or not okay? Ryan, we take a look. We examine it a little further. If the situation is where had you removed the kli that one of his legs were on, or the stone that one of his legs was on, he could have stood on the 1 foot, then it's kosher. But if not, his avoida is going to be possible. If he needs the keli and the event to stand, then the avoida is going to be possible. What's the kasha? Even if he doesn't need the keli to stand, but it's still helping him stand. So you see that just simply helping you do something is aim by mamish. Have another right. Keep him in the smile. When a kohen does the avoid, he had to do the avoid with his right hand. So let's say a kohen was doing Kabbalah. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilachas Rika, the second of the 4 avoidas that were done with every carbon. So he has to Kabbalah holding the keli that he's being makabel the dam with in his right hand. Let's say his left hand was helping him. What's the halacha? Avidasik Sheir, avoid is going to be kosher. Why is it kosher? The end of the day, the left hand is helping him. So if the left hand is helping him, so it should be a problem. You can't do avoid with your left hand. The fact that it's helping you, oh, la mishum must be the mina mesayeh by mamish. Mami, no, you see from here, the mesayeh is aim by mamish. One more Gemara. Omar mar, ze yachav, ze yachav, Rameir Mechayev. Rameir Shita is that even if it was Zei Yachal v'Zei Yachal, Two people did a malacha. Each person could have done it by himself. It doesn't matter. The halacha is you're always going to be chayv. Rabbi Meir does not subscribe to the concept of shnayim shasu. Ibaylu. Be'inon shir lezeh v'shir lezeh. Oidim ashir echad l'kulam. So let's talk about hoitzah. That's the case of the Mishnah. The only time a person's chayv mishum hoitzah is if he carries a shir. That was the backdrop of the last 20 dafin. If you don't carry a shir, the halacha is you're not going to be chayv for the malacha of hoitzah. Two people carried something together. Each person could have carried it by himself. The halach is, it doesn't matter. According to a mayor, you're going to be chayv. Do you need enough of a shear for both people? Or is it one shear that's going to be enough? So let's say the shear is a groigris. You can't ring food. So if two people carry together, it has to be two groigrises? Or no? Even if two people are carrying it together, a groigris is going to be enough. Says the Gemara was machlekes, Rav Chizda v'Rav Amnun. Chadam once said shear was ever shear was said. Then according to a mayor, each person, meaning they would have to be carrying a loaf of bread that's the size at least of two groigers. The chadam and the other one says shir echad l'kulam. One shir is going to work for both. I'm going to publish the rav. I'll bring you a raya. If somebody was sitting on a bed, the same case of the zav, lighter this time. And there were four taliyos underneath the four legs. Tameyos. Each one is tameyim. Because he can't stand on only three. What's the kasha? Vamai. Liboy shir ziva lezeh. Vishir ziva lezeh. We explained that the reason what's underneath each one of the legs is tamei is because we look at it as a shnayim sha'asu. That's why the halach is he going to be chayev. The kasha is, if the only time shnayim sha'asu is chayev, even when it's chayev, is where there was a shear for each one of these individuals, does each leg have the ability on its own to support the zav? Does it have the shear for the zav? There's a shear of tumas medras. Meaning, if a zav sits down on something, the thing doesn't become tamei. There has to be a shear. What does a shear mean in this context? The thing he's sitting on has to have the ability to support the weight of the zav. Each leg doesn't have the ability to support the weight of the zav. So it comes out together they can, but each one doesn't. So you see that whenever you have a shnayim sha'asu, as long as together as a unit you have the shear, that's enough. So the Gemara says, must be shear echel l'kula. Nice raya. I'll also bring you a raya. Speech in Nichol Sabayis. A tzvi. A deer, a hesh, enter the house. Then no alecha b'fanim. Then somebody closed the door. Chayev for what? That's tzad. That's one of the lamatas malachas. You're not allowed to capture an animal on Shabbos. No, what if two people together lock the door? Pturim. Then the halach is they're both going to be potter. Why? Shnayim sha'asu. Lo yochel lecha v'nol v'nolu shnayim. What if one person couldn't have done it by himself, and together this was a heavy lock. They locked it. Chayav, and then each one's going to be chayav. Vamai. Why are they both chayav? Libo yishir tzeidu lezeh. Vishir tzeidu lezeh. Don't you have to have a shir? What's a shir tzeidu? You have to capture a whole animal. Over here, two people capturing together should have to capture two animals, not one animal. So lamishum, you see from here, that when two people do a malacha together, in the event that they're going to be chayiv, you don't need an individual shir for each one of them. But one shir for both of them is going to be enough. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Afanama, Tinina, also bring you a raya. Shutfin, Shaganvu. If you had two shutfim, two partners that stole, Vitafchu, and then they shechted the animal that they stole. So this is Bava Kama 101. What's the halacha? When you steal, you chayiv kefal. If you steal and then you do tvicha mechira, you have to pay dalid vehe. What's the cash of amai the boy shir tvicha lezeh v'shir tvicha lezeh? They shechted together with shutfis. Why they chayv? Shouldn't each one have to have a shir tvicha? Assuming they shechted one animal, that's what it sounds like. Each one didn't shecht the full shir. What's the shir of shechita? The shir of shechita is roiv of the two simonim. So if they shechted together, see, each person gets a simon. Shechita simon echad is a shechita by a knife, not by a behema. So it's not a good shechita. If it's not a good shechita, that's Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, now I have another rai. Shlem shetzu kana shal gaidi. Two people, they carried the stick that the weaver used to use. Chayav nechay v'amai the boy shiroi tzolazeh v'shiroi tzolazeh. Lat mishum d'amirin shirach l'kulam. We're assuming that the weaver's stick was not a big enough shear for two people to be chayv. Why are you assuming that the weaver's kana didn't have a shear for two people? What's the shear of a kana? The shear of a kana is enough to fuel a fire to cook an easily cooked egg. So maybe this was big enough to cook two eggs. So maybe there was a shear for both of them. So Gemara says, "Kazim kain l'shaminan kana da alma." If that was the case of this braisa, so why was the braisa talking about a kana of a weaver? It sounds like we're talking about something else, not your typical kana. And meaning the shear of the kana of the weaver is going to be estimated for something. Meaning must be, what is it used for? Or what is the shear determined by? The weaver being able to do his thing with it. The assumption is that a kana shell of a weaver is big enough for to do one malacha with not two malachas, which means you don't have a share for each one. But the Gemara says, again, that's not an assumption that you have to make. It's the kind of a weaver, and it was a big enough share to do two acts of weaving. So we can't bring a raya from them. Bottom line is, we did have a bunch of braises that the Gemara seemed to bring a raya from, and that is that two people do a malacha in the event that Shnayim Sha'as is going to be chayiv. You need a shear, you always need a shear for a Malacha Shabbos. You don't need a shear for each individual, but one shear for both of them is going to be enough. Tani, Tana, Kamei, the Rav Nachman. Tana once told Rav Nachman as the following. Shnayim shayitziyu, kone shal gardi pturim. If two people carry a kone shal gardi da potter, seemingly, because it's a Shnayim Sha'asu, where each person could have done it by himself. For Rav Shimon Mechayev, Rav Shimon Chayev, Reit the Gemara, Rabbi Nishalayim, Klapi Laya, Rav Shimon's Chayev. The whole daf, we had three sheetahs of Shnayim Sha'asu. Rav Shimon was the one that said, you're always potter. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela eim chayovin. Tanakama said chayovin. Rav Shimon poiter. Rav Shimon was the one that said potter exhale. So either way, this is an intense daf. We hashtag did what we did. But being that this is a daf that really has shas implications and something that hopefully we'll have the opportunity to come back to in the future. So I think it's worth starting the discussion of the sugya of Shnayim Sha'asu. So the topic of the daf, in short, was Shnayim Sha'asu. Two people together as partners, b'shutfis, with Michal Shabbos. The backdrop is the Malacha Vaitzah, which has been the backdrop of a big chunk of the Masechta, for whatever reason. But the two people carried something into Rosh Hashanah. So what's the Malacha? Do we say that each person's chayef, or being that two people did it and not one, so maybe none of them are going to be chayv? And we saw really it's three shittas. Rabbi Yehuda's shittas is it depends. It depends if each person could have done the malacha by himself, then when they do it together, each one's going to be potter. If it's a situation which each person could not have done it by himself, then the halacha is each one is going to be chayv. Rav Shimon had a different shita. Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon in the Braiser, Rav Shimon in the last Gemara that we learned. Rav Shimon was consistent throughout the daf. Rav Shimon holds Shnayim Sha'asu is always potter. I don't care if it's Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, or Zeh Eina Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol. Doesn't matter how heavy or how light it is. If two people do a malach together, they're always going to be potter. Rav Meir took the opposite extreme. Rav Meir said that Shnayim Sha'asu, no matter if it was Yachol or Eina Yachol, is always going to be chayv. So we have three shittas as it relates to Shnayim Sha'asu. You have the shita of Rav Meir, the shita of Rav Shimon, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So what would you think the halacha is? So based on Klali Apsak, it would seem pretty straightforward. The halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? This is back to the envelope arithmetic. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, it's Rabbi Yehuda against Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda against Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda always wins against Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda always wins against Rav Shimon. So based on that, it would make sense that halacha should be like Yehuda. Yehuda va'oid l'kra, I think, is it's a Sna Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Amoitzi kikulusha serabim chayev." Hoitziyu shnayim peturim. Rav Shimon poiter. It's not really a Sna Mishnah, but you have the Tanakama in the Mishnah. It was also shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So the bottom line is, it seems to be a Sna Mishnah. Besides, it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda always trumps against Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. So based on that, the expectation is, at this point, that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda. And the truth is, if you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says as follows, Kol melacha shehayachid yachal lasei sleis alavadei. Any melacha that a yachid could do by himself. V'asu oisei shnayim b'shutfis. And now two people did it together as partners. Bein she'asa zem miktasa v'zem miktasa. Whether one did half the melacha, the other did half. K'goin she'akar zeh achefes m'shuzu, ve'enicha yasheni b'shus acheres. One did the akir, one did the anocha. Or whether both of them did it together, the halach is that they're both going to be potter. The Rambam brings the halach of Shnayim Sha'asu. He draws a distinction between whether or not this is something that one person can do by himself or one person cannot do by himself. Next Rambam. If one of them can't do it by himself, actually it's starfu. Something very heavy. Again, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Halachat Hazvav, Halachat Hazayin, B'lishoinei Hazav, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, which again, based on the sugi that we just learned, is what we would have expected. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, again, this is an Eruch Chaim, it's Simen Yud Dalet, clarified the following question. I want to know as follows. He said, is it mutter to tell a guy on Shabbos, or better, is it mutter to tell two goyim on Shabbos to do a malacha d'iraisa for you, b'mokim mitzvah? Is it mutter to tell two goyim on Shabbos to do a melacha d'oraisa for you, the makom mitzvah? What's the background to the shaila? So the background to the shaila is like this. We know the Chachamim said that just like you're not allowed to do a melacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell an Eini Yehudi, you're not allowed to tell a Nachri to do a melacha for you either. It's what's known as Amir La'akum. Now Amir La'akum is a shvus, not an Issa D'Oraisa. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Amir D'Oraisa can tell a guy to do melacha for you. I can't do melacha. My behemah can't do melacha. According to Bishamay, my Kalim can't do melacha. My children maybe can't do melacha. But Shegetz is allowed to do melacha for me. But the Rabbanan said you shouldn't do that. And the Rabbanan said that Amir La'akum, don't go ahead and tell a guy to do malacha for you. The Mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos, a very important halacha lemaisa, Sif Katan and Shulchan Aruch, says, Dova she'ina malacha, if you have something that's not inherently a malacha, ve'ina yasa lasis b'Shabbos, ela misham shvos. It's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but the reason you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is not because it's in this day raisa. It's not a malacha. It's something that's asr only midrabbanan. Mutali Yisrael loy malayin Yehudi lasoisa b'Shabbos. A Yid is allowed to tell an Yehudi to do it for him on Shabbos. V'hu she'yisham, but only if you could check off one of the following three boxes. Again, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Can I tell a guy to do a malacha drabbanon for me? Can I tell him to do something for me that's not awesome in the raisa? Something that's only awesome in the rabbanon? So the answer is yes, as long as you meet one of the three criteria. Miktas chayli, there's a little bit of a chayla. Oy yit sarach ledavr tzayrach harbe, or there's like a real tzayrach for it. Oy mipnei mitzvah, or it's for a mitzvah. And the Mishulchan Aruch gives an example. Okay, it's that, oy mi Yisrael le'in Yehudi b'Shabbos, a yit is allowed to tell a Yehudi on Shabbos, la lo yis be'ilon, to go on a tree, lahavi shayfer, lutgayet ki yis mitzvah. Oy lahavi mayim derech hatzah shlo yir v'lirchah, it's by ha-mitzvah. So you're allowed to tell, you have a shayfer, and somehow the shayfer's in a tree. How that happened? So the shayfer's in a tree, and you need it. You need to blow shayfer. It's yontif. You're not allowed to go on a tree on yontif, but you can tell a guy to do it for you. Why? Because going on a tree is only an issur d'rabbanan. Telling a guy is only an issur d'rabbanan. You're doing it for a mitzvah. Amir la'akum is asur. But to tell a guy to do a d'rabbanan, l'tzayrich, such as l'tzayrich mitzvah, then it's mutter. Then the Mechaber says, yesh oisrim, and then the Ramah says that really it's mutter. The bottom line is this fishura, a kula, people are makel in this, I think, and that is to tell a guy to do an issur d'rabbanan for you if it's b'makom tzayrich. It's what's known as shvus de shvus. B'makom tzayrich. Shvus de shvus, a double derabbanan. Amir la'akum is a derabbanan. You're telling the guy to do a malacha for you, that's only a derabbanan. You're doing it for a mitzvah, for a chayla, for a tzayrich. So in those cases, the halacha is going to be mutter. Said Rab Yitzchak Chanan, what would be if I want a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa for me? Promise, I can never tell a guy to do malacha d'oraisa for me on Shabbos. It's Amir La'akum. This is much more intense. The Tzorich Mitzvah, I can tell him to do a d'rabbanon. It's a shvus to shvus. But I can't tell him to do a d'oraisa. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. However, what would be, can I tell two guys to do the malacha for me? What's the tzad? Because maybe, being that I'm not telling one guy to do the malacha for me, I'm telling two goyim. So two goyim is already not an issa d'oraisa. So if two goyim is not an issa d'oraisa, so maybe over there, it's viewed as a shvus. Because shnayim sha'asu, if it's a shvus, he's doing a d'rabbanan, it's a shvus to shvus, but makom mitzvah, maybe it's going to be mutter. Or says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, no. Maybe if two people would do a malacha together, it really would be an issa d'oraisa. Now what's the crux of the shayla? The crux of the shayla is, when we say Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater, what does that mean? What does it mean that Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater? It means that if two people do a malacha together, the halacha is they're not over an Issa D'Oraisa. But meaning it's nothing, it's fine, it's no worries, there's no issues. Or maybe even when two people do a malacha, really they are over an Issa D'Oraisa. Nervos. The Torah says that you don't bring a carbon chatas. Because as we mentioned, what's the miyot? What's the makar that the halacha is that, what's the makar to shnayim sha'asu? It's the parish of chatas. So if it's the parish of chatas, maybe it's only a miyot in the chatas. Maybe it's only a miyot in the einish. So if it's only a miyot in the chatas, it's only a miyot in the einish. But maybe, says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, really they are going to be over in Issa D'Oraisa. So you hear the shayla? We learned a sugi of shnayim sha'asu. There's something called shnayim sha'asu. Shnayim sha'asu that we learned was in the context of pater a chayiv, chayiv a pater. What does chayiv mean? Chatas. What does pater mean? No chatas. Chayiv means karas and skila. Pater means no karas and skila. No one ever said it was mutter. You never saw anywhere in the sugi that if two people do a malacha together, it's mutter. Says Ezra Yitzchak Chanan, I think it's aser. The question is, what's the iser? I don't know. Is it an iser d'oraisa even? Or is it an iser d'rabbanan? Is it an iser d'oraisa? Really, shnayim sha'asu is always awesome d'oraisa. The whole mir is only in the einish and the chatas and the misa. But of course, there's going to be an iser d'oraisa. Or maybe there's no iser d'oraisa even. Maybe the whole iser is only going to be an iser d'rabbanan. What's the nafkamina? Could I tell a guy to do it for me If an Issa Deiraisa, when two people are going to do it together, where it's Letzairich Mitzvah. If it's an Issa Deiraisa, then I wouldn't be able to. If it's an Issa Derabanan, so it's a Shvus Deshvus, because to tell a guy to do a malacha for you is a Derabanan. When two people do a malacha together, it's an Issa Derabanan, Shvus Deshvus, but Malka Mitzvah is always giving me Mot. So it says, Rav Yitzchak Chanan, my first reaction was that when the Rambam brings this halacha of Shnaim Sha'asu, so the Rambam's lashon is like this. He says that if two people do a malacha together, Kigoy, Cha'achzu Shnaim Bekumis, two people held a pen together, Bekasvin, they wrote with it. They held a loaf of bread together and they carried it. Hare elu peturim. We've mentioned several times that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, "Chol makim shenemar sha'ois adavas epot." Every time I'm going to say the words, definitions in the beginning of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, whenever I'm going to tell you that something is potter, what does it mean? Potim and akarsim and askilim and akarbin. I will also lasis ois adavas b'Shabbos ve'isurei midivrei soifrim harchakim and amalacha. So Rambam says, wherever I say the word potter, it means isid rabbanim. So what was the Rambam's lashon? Harayelu peturim. Oh, harayelu peturim sounds like it's an isid rabbanim. So if it's an isid mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. So Rav Yitzchak Chanan says, my first reaction is, my muscharishan is that if two people would do a malacha together, they would be over an issa derabban. They wouldn't be over an issa deraisa. L'may nafkemina, if you wanted to tell your goita to do something to you on Shabbos and malacha deraisa, if you have two goitas, you might be in luck. Because then you can tell them both to do it. As long as it's b'makam tzayrich, a mitzvah, or a fuah, or something, then the halach is, it's a shvus to shvus. Because anytime two people do malacha Shabbos together, it's only an issa derabbanan. And Amir Lachim itself is only an issa derabbanan. So it's shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah. The halach is, it's going to be mutter. This is Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's muskarishan. So the truth is a lot to talk about, and I see now we're going to have to divide this into another raid bite. But just two ha'aris that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan speaks out in this. Two ha'aris. The first is, Toich Dvarav, he says, that I was thinking with this ha'ara, maybe you can answer a kasha that I found from the Ur Chadash. The Ur Chadash was one of the ga'ine oilam of the 19th century. And he says, I found a bumba kasha that the Ur Chadash asked. And it's a kasha on this week's parasha, Parashas Baal Loischa. And I think that maybe with this sugi of Shnayim Sha'asu, you can answer this kasha. The Ur Chadash asked as follows. He asked that the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, that when Hillel, the great Hillel, came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So he arrived, it was Pesach time. And the leaders of the Jewish people at the time were the B'nai Besera. These were the family, they were the B'nai Besera. It's not clear exactly who they were, but the B'nai Besera seems like there was a family, and they were the ones that were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And what happened was that year, Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos. Yudalid Nisan fell out on a Shabbos, and there was a big tumult. Could you bring the Karban Pesach, or could you not bring the Karban Pesach? They weren't sure. Is Erev Pesach Toich Shabbos, or is Karban Pesach Toich Shabbos, or is it not Toich Shabbos? And they didn't know what to do, and the Gemara says Hillel HaZaken came, and when Hillel came, he told them that the halach is that Karban Pesach is like a Karban Tzibur, and Karban Tzibur is Toich Shabbos, so Karban Pesach is also going to be Toich Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Hillel gave the B'nai B'Seir an epic Musar Shmuz. He told them, you want to know why you don't know? It's because of this, it's because of that. And then the Gemara says, shortly afterwards, Hillel himself forgot a halacha. And the Gemara says, because he spoke to them, and he was talking down to them a little bit, and there's such a sensitivity between the midos that a person has to have when he's a manig, and because he spoke in a certain way, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz on this. But that's the Gemara Masechta as well. But here's the point. The B'nai B'Seir did not, they pasha didn't know. They didn't know the halacha. They got together, they convened. They don't know. If Erev Pesach falls down, your Dalai Nisan falls down on a Shabbos, what's the halacha? Could you bring the Karban Pesach, or can you not bring the Karban Pesach? Erev Kasha. Veikdar Chadosh. A Bamba Kasha. In Parshas Baal Loischa, the Torah is going to tell us the story of the one Karban Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar. The Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, they brought one Karban Pesach. In fact, Chazal say that Gnus Lahagi Gnusan Shal Yisrael, Shekol Arbon Shana Shal Yisrael, Ba Midbar Leikriva, Le Pesach Zebavad. Rashi brings it in this week's Parsha. It's a Rashi in Chumash. In Parshas Baal What was the one carbon Pesach that they brought? So the Pasuk says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sa Pesach b'mayadoi. They brought it in its proper time. What happened was, the Pasuk says there were certain people, they were Tmeim l'nefesh, they didn't know what to do, they came to Moshe, I'm not sure, Imdu ve'eshma, Ashri Elodisha, whenever he wants, he has a direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from there, we had the parasha of Pesach Shein. But there was one carbon Pesach that was brought. It was brought on your dollar. The Torah emphasizes that it was brought by Mayadi. What day of the week was Pesach that year? Trivia question. What day of the week? We know the answer. Because we can work backwards based on the Gemara that we learned together last week. Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of this year,
Because again, this is Bashana Hashenis, so let's say it's in the Mitzrayim. The first Korban Pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim. So this is the first one they're bringing in the Mitzrayim, but this is the second year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year had 10 crowns. There were 10 affiliations with that day and first. One of them was the first day of the week. That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Sunday, then Tezvav Nisan is also going to be on a Sunday. If that's the case, Yudalin Nisan is going to be on a Shabbos. So that means if the Torah says they brought the Korban Pesach b'mayadoi, they brought it in the proper time. That means they brought it on Shabbos. So the Or Chodesh says he doesn't understand. You know, the Bnei B'Seira, they didn't know Hillel's Drasha. They got caught up in a Lomdis and a Pircha, I understand. But it's a Pasuk of the Torah. It's not negotiable. It's a Parsha. Parsha is all you have to do is be Mabes Sedra. If you're Mabes Sedra, you know that they brought Bashana Hashenis. They brought the Korban on the b'mayadoi, which means they brought it on your Dalit. What day of the week was your Dalit? We know it was a Shabbos because we know Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. So that means it had to be a Shabbos. Tocha b'furish a pasuk. That was our Chodesh's kasha. Said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Specter. He says could be the pshat like this. The Torah says vayasu es ha-pasach. They brought the Korban Pesach. You know the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Lamed that if two shaychtim want to shecht together, let's say if two shaychtim they want to shecht. Forget about kachim. Chulin. Or kachim also. Two shaychtim want to shecht. Is it okay or not? So you would think maybe it's not okay because you have to be careful. Hadras all the different things. You have to be careful when you do a shechita. There's no two. Shaychtim are allowed to shecht together. Two shaychtim are allowed to shecht together. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. You know what the Bnei B'Seira's suffix was? They thought that they knew the Korban Pesach was brought by Mayadai. But maybe two shaychtim did it together. If two shaychtim did it together, it's going to be Shnayim Sha'asu. Shnayim Sha'asu, there's no Chatos, there's no Karas, there's no Skila. From the Rambam, it's Mashva, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, Pturim, there's no Issa Deiraisi even. All it is an Issa Derabbanan. If all it is an Issa Derabbanan, there were no Issa Derabbanan in the Midbar. What Issa Derabbanan was there in the Midbar? The Issa Derabbanan, this was a Chiddush for the most part of Bayesheni. The Bnei B'Seira lived at the end of Bayesheni. This was the last Darby before the Churban. They lived towards the end of Bayesheni. By then, they were Yisur, they were the Rabbanon. If they were the Rabbanon, there was Halacha, the Shnayim Sha'asu was going to be a problem. That was their suffix. They didn't know. They didn't feel like they had the places to allow us to bring the Korban Pesach, even to be Doicha Nisa, the Rabbanon of Shnayim Sha'asu. But the Shaila was, maybe there's no Halacha, maybe you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That was the suffix. They knew they brought the Korban Pesach in the Midbar, and they knew that it was brought on a Shabbos, but the Shaila was it brought on Shabbos? Was it brought on Shabbos because on Shabbos, Be'etzim, was it born on Shabbos because on Shabbos Be'etzim there's no problem bringing the Korban Pesach? Or maybe it was born on Shabbos. Maybe it was brought on Shabbos because they did it through Shnayim Sha'asu. So Shnayim Sha'asu was not a problem. But now over here, Shnayim Sha'asu is going to be an issue. So I saw Binim, you just asked, what happened to Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? So it's a good kasha. Yitzchak Chanan asks the kasha, and Yishel Su Atoisvis in Mesachtes Erevin, where Tois already says Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is very limited in terms of its scope. So Ein Shvus, but the bottom line is a good kasha. But the point is that there's no problem with Ein Shvus, just popped up. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, so based on that, says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, I think with this raid, you can be miyashuv this kasha. But then Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, in epic style. I mean, this is, you want to see how a Gadol methodically went through the Sugya of Shnai. It's Kedai. It actually reads very, very nicely. It's beautiful. There's pilpul agabi, pilpul ben benoishal pilpul in this shtickle. It's very, very gishmak. But he goes ahead and he says, I'm going to ask you a few kashas. He's only asked you a few questions. He says, we know that halacha is milas deicha Shabbos. Milas deicha Shabbos. It's not lechatchila, but that's the halacha. Milas deicha Shabbos. Right? It's lechanan. Why is milas deicha Shabbos? Why for generations were Yid and Mechal Shabbos to do bris milah? Why does milah have to be deicha Shabbos? Let two miles go together and let them do the milah. Why? Who said it's a problem? Shnayim Sha'asu? Two people do bris milah, I think it's okay. Two people can do shechita. And Hilchas Shabbos is a concept of, so why can't two people do a bris milah? So I'm going to ask you another question. They used to bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. They did shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. They did aktar on Shabbos. Why'd they have to do all these malachas? Why couldn't it just be Shnayim Sha'asu? Why couldn't two people just go ahead and do it together? The Gemara says in Menachis, Ktziras HaOmer was Leicha Shabbos. What if Ktziras HaOmer, Tez Zayin Nisan came out on a Shabbos? So Ktziras HaOmer was Deicha Shabbos. So what's the guy? Why Ktziras HaOmer have to be Deicha Shabbos? Why couldn't two people just go together? Why can they do a Ktzira? He says, the Gemara says that Bezdin didn't kill anybody on a Shabbos. Why not? He says, you're going to be Deicha Shabbos. He says, very good. You mean Michal Shabbos? It's a big deal. Two people should have done it together. Shnayim Sha'asu. Like, this is not going to be an issue. The Gemara says, Binyan Beis HaMikdash wasn't Deicha Shabbos, wasn't Deicha Yontif. Why couldn't they do it with a Shnayim Sha'asu? Why couldn't they have a Shnayim Sha'asu? Either way, Tevel Chacham V'yech Gamay. These are some of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's kasha. I'm skipping to the end, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Chanan says at the end. He said that after he wrote all this and he got involved in all this lumdis and super lumdis, he says after all this he realized. He says after this he found that the Nesivos in the Sefer Makar Chayim says that he thinks that it's a tois. Shnayim Sha'asu is pater from misa. from Karis and from Karban. But Shnayim Sha'asu isn't Issa Deiraisa. His Lashon is, Iker Kol Advar Manal Tau Yal Dusihu. Everything I told you now, this is from when I was a youth. So if that's the case, Amir l'shnei nachrim sheyasu biyachad ein ze el shvus echad v'aser k'may kol Amir l'nachri v'chalilu l'hakol b'zeh. So says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, after nine anafim in Erechaim's Simon Yud Dalid and Vlomdis, all based on this idea that Shnayim Sha'asu is not a Nisidai Rais, it's only Nisidai Rabbanon. He says, I've come around. And I've come around, I found it in the Nesivos, and I have raised it as well, that Shnayim Sha'asu is only a Ptur in Chatos, it's only a Ptur in Misa and Karis, but it's not a Ptur in, it's still going to be Asimidai Raisa. And if it's still going to be Asimidai Raisa, so if that's the case, so all these Kashas are not Kashas, because at the end, all this raid is not raid, and all the Terutzim are not Terutzim, and all the Pilpul is not Pilpul, and the Chiddush Talacha that you could tell two Goites to go ahead and do a Balacha Shabbos view if it's Letzai. Is also not a chiddush, because even if two people to do it, it's still going to be an issedei raisa. You're right, it's not as chomer, but it's still going to be an issedei raisa. So just to end, so I was thinking, if that's the case, what comes out is as follows. What comes out is, we have an idea. You find this concept sometimes in halacha, where something's awesome day raisa, but if you do it, you don't get punished with the regular punishment in the Torah. What's the classic case? Exhibit A for this. Is Chatzishir. Chatzishir is awesome in a Torah, but at the same time, if someone eats a Chatzishir of Nevela, he doesn't get Malkus. So, there is a concept, it's awesome midairaisa, but at the same time, you don't have any of the unshin. We've spoken in the past, over the years, about ein isser chalal isser. So let's say something's asser. It can't become asser again. Let's say you have nevela and basa v'chol. So there's a concept of ein isser chalal isser. But the Gemara says, l'koivrei bein rishon gemurim, that even though ein isser chalal isser states that the second isser is nachal, it just means you won't get malchus for the second isser. There'll be no unshim if you violate the second isser. But at the same time, the second isser is in effect. There is going to be two isurim. And we mentioned in the past from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Zalman Sender, and the Greiser of Shishiv has all said that the gedder is like chasisher. That there's a concept that something could be usher, but at the same time, it doesn't carry with it the punishment. It's some sort of isser kolish. There's something qualitatively a little weaker. Something a little schwacher, the signal's not as strong. But at the same time, it is awesome in the raisa. Ein isser chalal isser, chatzi shir. We have a third example. Shnayim sha'asu. If two people do a malacha together, says Rabbi Yisrael Kol Chanan, la'acharei kechlois ha'koil, based on what he saw in the Nesivos, and he says, uka'eis toidu lokel, yeshli rayis lo'ichiach. He has rayis to it as well. And that is that there's an isser de raisa. But at the same time, it doesn't carry the punishment with it. Where it's different is that it doesn't have the oinish. So we have this new concept, this new creation called something is awesome in the raisa, but at the same time it's not as chomer as an ordinary. It's not as chomer as an ordinary issa de raisa. And the truth is that this morning is not the time for it. But we have spoken in the past, Masechtas Me'ilo. We talked about this a lot. That you do find nafkaminas and halacha between an issa chatzishir and a regular issa. For example, Tosfos says in Shavuos Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that even though we know there's a concept of mushba va'omid me'ar Sinai, but mushba va'omid me'ar Sinai is only true for a real issa. There's no mushba va'omid. There's no ein shvuah chal. For example, on an Issa Chatzishir. Because Issa Chatzishir is inherently a Shvachar Isser. It's not the same level of Isser. So it could be Shnayim Sha'asu is the same way. And if Shnayim Sha'asu is the same way, it could be Hadra Kushis Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Leduchte. Yisrael Chanan's kasha was, do I have to do Mila? Let two miles do it. Why do you have to do Shchit and Akhtar by a carbon seed? But let two Kehanim do it. Why do you have to do Ksir Sa'imer with one person? Let two people do it. So what are you going to tell me? At the end of the day, it's anyways an Issa Deiraisa. It's not the same type of Issa Deiraisa. One is an Issa Deiraisa that has an Oynish. One is an Issa Deiraisa that doesn't have an Oynish. And we know from the sugyas of Chatzishir that the difference between an Issa Deiraisa with an Oynish and without an Oynish isn't merely the Oynish. But as it relates to the Isser, it's the same. The fact that one has an Oynish, one doesn't have an Oynish, is a sign, it's a simen, it's an indication that we're not dealing with the same type of Isser. I mean that we're not dealing with the same type of Isser. Could be it's a good kasha. Could be Hadra Kusha L'duchte. Why go ahead and be over the Isser Chamur? Maybe instead be over the Isser Kal, albeit an Isser Deiraisa. Either way, we'll stop there.